Kenosha's the oldest velodrome in the country, so it's bred a lot of fast people.
You can see some great feats of athleticism.
It's a great track with a great atmosphere and a great history.
The riders who raced at this track back in the 1920s and 30s were probably far braver souls than I. My name is Robert Springer. I believe it started out as dirt. Even the protective equipment wasn't anywhere what it is today. I give them a lot of credit for laying the foundation for this track for later generations.
My name is Len Cabaltera. I'm part of the board of directors here at the Velodrome. We're the group that actually puts on the races. You know, bike track and velodrome are synonymous. In the Chicago and Milwaukee area, there are three tracks, but throughout the country, there's probably only 20 other tracks.
Jacob Schilling, just getting ready to go out for a warm-up, make sure the legs are good. We've got a big race, we got to get ready for that, so that'll be a pretty intensive process. My bike is an aluminum frame. My race wheels are carbon fiber, so they're a little bit lighter, a little bit more aerodynamic. Single speed, one gear, no brakes. You can't stop pedaling, so to slow down, you really got to be careful at how you do it.
And there's the start of our Mayor's Cup.
The track here is 5 laps to the mile. They will sprint every 5 laps.
Kara Madsen, and I'm 14. It gets exciting when there's like a whole big pack. It gets crazy fast. Some Olympic racers are here and they're so fast.
If we can get a big group of riders, it's pretty close quarters, you know, touching elbows and stuff.
My name's Eddie Bedford. As I sit here, it's kind of interesting bike talk. And some's not so good. I grew up here in Kenosha. I left in 1969. Used to come to the bike races every Tuesday night. The entire neighborhood walked over. It was a thing to do. If you missed a Tuesday night bike race, it was kind of like missing out on the whole week.
Rachel Headley, there are a fair amount of women who race on the road. The track, it tends to be much more sprinty, and so if you're into more long rides, this is maybe not your favorite discipline. And I think that it is growing here, definitely.
John Casey, track racing is a bit like an amusement park ride. Because of the banking, you feel the G-forces pushing on you.
The banking's about 22 degrees. You really don't have to worry about shifting. You don't have to worry about brakes. It's just you and the bicycle, and you're going through turns at very high rates of speed.
Chad Hartley coming in second, and Brian Kaker with a very impressive third place. So Billy Jones, your winner here tonight in the Mayor's Cup.
Billy Jones from Milwaukee. There was, 75 laps. I'm really happy. The guys that I was with are a lot younger than me, and so it's good.
We're a very small niche of cycling. There aren't a lot of velodromes in the United States, so there's very much a sense of community with a velodrome.